KSVY Sonoma.
You'll never know how much I really love you. You'll never know how much I really care. Listen, do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell? Whoa, whoa, closer. Let me whisper in your
This is Our Timeless Secrets, and our intention is to inspire heartfelt conversation through music and dialogue that ignite our passion and empower us to move in the direction of our dreams.
In other words, we're here to share our secrets and those of our guests for what works for us to make life go better than well. Our sponsors for this show are Large Leather and Sonoma Silver Company, both situated on the west side of the plaza here in Sonoma. Large Leather at 481 A 1st Street West, largeleather.biz, or 707-938-1042. I found it to be a most memorable experience. Any time I visit Large Leather, all of my senses go into overdrive as I experience the fabulous aroma of fine leather. I found this a superb spot for all kinds of leather accessories. The owners, Paul and Jessica, make everything of 100% leather, and I love their creations. Sonoma Silver Company, 491 1st Street West, 707-933-9000 or sonomasilver.com. Leona and Jim Talley have welcomed me into this haven of affordable, to me, elegance. I've enjoyed the luxury of poring over all the beautiful pendants, necklaces, chains and charms, and unique designer watches. And what's more, they have a jeweler on the premises. Oh boy, it is a no-brainer for me when I think of gifts for me and my family and friends. Large Leather and Sonoma Silver Company will get my business.
Good morning and welcome to Sonoma, California. My name is Harry Blum and I'd like to introduce our host, Mari Best.
Well, hi there. Our Timeless Secrets is on a roll today. And that wicked laugh is because of the title of our show, Passion, yes, with a capital P. And it's all about creating life, the life of passion. Can you imagine if you are passionate about everything you do, how that time would fly and what fun you could have. And you know, My motto is this: life is supposed to be fun.
It is around you, Maury. I will say that. We never know what's going to happen next.
It's called never a dull moment, right?
Not with you.
Well, you know yourself since we kind of connected, as it were. There's been a lot of shifts for both of us, and a lot of different avenues that we've traversed, and a lot of new finds about ourselves. And in each find, I believe that the level of passion within what we do has increased. I mean, am I imagining that, or do you feel?
No, I believe it has to, definitely. We get more and more excited about just simple things that we just do. Just getting up at just our breakfast, just being able to dance around. It just feels really good. I come to work feeling absolutely amazing, and the day just gets better from there.
And what Harry is referring to there, I mean, I assume that everybody knows our little habits, and, you know, we repeat them every now and again. But I think it's important that people understand that we didn't come to be in this passionate mode or this excited and enthusiastic living mode by accident. We actually work at it. And so when we begin the day, instead of hearing the alarm clock and dashing up and taking a shower and getting our clothes on and hurrying, throwing some food down our neck and running out to business, we take our time. We get up an hour earlier and we meditate and we just take our time. We listen to some good music, and sometimes we dance. Actually, nearly every day we dance.
Yeah, nearly every day. But the candles, it's just a very easy. We pull an angel card with Mari. We're now both certified angel tarot readers through our time with Adoring Virtue this weekend, which was unreal. What an experience that was on Friday.
We did. We had a wonderful time. And if there was one sentence that you had around passion in your life right now, what is the thing you're so passionate about right in this minute, Harry?
The thing that I've always been passionate about is organization. I'm not obsessed with it, but it absolutely satisfies my soul when I find something that has clutter and I just straighten it out. It just feels really peaceful. So I must, in my past life, I must have lived in a very cluttered environment, because I get an amazing amount of satisfaction. I was just working in my office just yesterday, and I think I spent 6 hours organizing every single aspect of my office in order just to be better serve me, so I could find the resources when I want to find them. But I got so passionate about it, I looked around, and next thing I know, the time was gone.
Yeah. I've got to say, it's fun to be around you when you're that involved, and it's fun to be around you all the time.
Oh,
anytime,
thanks,
I can be, but when I see you in that place of passion, just, you know, every now and again, I come into your office and I'd look around and say, Mari, look at that side now. You know, yes, it's intoxicating. It really kind of catches on.
It just makes life so much simpler. When you simplify your life through getting rid of clutter. And in our case, we play it forward. So we're constantly paying it forward, as far as if we don't need it, somebody that needs it is going to get it. And it just makes life easier. I mean, there's always a place for everything, and everything has its place. So it's not about how much you accrue, as I did in my past life. My past life, before I met Maury, it was about how many material things you could accrue. And you had so many things going on, you really never had a chance to appreciate anything. And now, each and every item is cherished, not to the extent where there's no emotional involvement on the specific item. It's just the fact that you have the skill level to utilize each and everything that's in your world. It feels really, really good.
It has a reason, right?
Purpose.
And, the other thing that helps to propel this passion is music. Music is a huge part of our life. If we were awake 24/7, it would be music 24/7. And often we even go to bed with the music still playing. It just doesn't matter, because there is something good about that infiltration of music to help raise the spirits. So do you have a surprise piece of music for me that you want to play?
Ever since I've met you, I've come to a sense of peace, especially in the last few months, been since the first of the year, as far as what's our purpose in life? What's our journey? When it's all over, is it all going to fit? Did we do what we were supposed to? Did we do what our intention was as far as our true choices that we made? Were they the right choices as far as where we were supposed to be? Because it's not about – it's all about choice. Give choice a voice is the key. And once you embrace that concept, this is what I feel. That was Linda Eder with Gold. And I found my gold when I found Mari.
And thank you, Harry. And, of course, you wiped me out by playing Lynn Adder's Gold, because I absolutely love that song. And I guess what happens, I feel a lot of emotion through that song. And that is related to I always want to know that at the end of each day, I have given the best that I can, that I've been in integrity with myself and being totally in line with the words that I've chosen to speak and the actions I've chosen to take. I live life deliberately, and yet I know there is more. There's always more that I can do. And I think the truth is it's not good to be satisfied with what you do. It's better to just feel like, okay, there's more. And there's an excitement, enthusiasm, and a passion around giving all that one can throughout the day and coming from a really good place. You know, the truth is we can do anything we choose. We really can. It's just about giving choice a voice. I keep coming back to that. We need to remember we're in charge. And throughout my life, I have had amazing opportunities to do so many different things in the way of careers. I've had so many different careers. And each one, I have given my all. And some, you know, were a little bit out of kilter with where I was supposed to be. But when the time came to move on, I moved on graciously, and there was no feeling of, I wish I hadn't spent my time doing that. There was always an opportunity to be grateful for what I'd learned throughout that experience. And I remember specific events when I was doing maybe three or four things at the same time, that each one had me in that passionate mode, that couldn't wait to get to the next thing. And the next thing, it was that wonderful sense of enthusiasm that came along with it. And, you know, as you know, I do quite a bit of writing, and there is a poem here that I choose to read, and it has to do with a familiar friend. Needless to say, there's the opposite side of the bargain here. Each time that I'm driven to the depths of deep despair, I find a familiar pattern whenever I reach there. I find that I am listening to the music of my soul, the harmonies and melodies that make me feel so whole. There is a constant rhythm, a nurturing I hear, that transcends the deepest sorrow and the constant nagging fear. The moment these sounds enter the channels of my mind, I feel the pain unravel and the torturing unwind. I feel so very fortunate that on this I can depend. It's the comforting and blessing of an old, familiar friend. I thank God for my music and the lyrics given me. They're the reason I'm living, and once again, I'm free. And when I listen to the music that I'm just about to share with you, it just reminds me, yes, there is nothing I can't do. So here we go.
I can wash out 44 pairs of socks and have them hanging out on the line. I can start an iron 2 dozen shirts before you can count from 1 to 9. I can scoop up a great big dipper full of lard from the dripping can. Throw the skillet, go out and do my shopping, be back before it melts in the pan. 'Cause I'm a woman. And scrub till this old house is shining like a dime. Feed the baby, grease the car, and powder my face at the same time. Get all dressed up, go out and swing till 4 a.m. and then lay down at 5, jump up at 6 and start all over again. 'Cause I'm a woman, a W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. If you come to me sickly, you know I'm gonna make you well. If you come to me all hexed up, you know I'm gonna break the spell. If you come to me hungry, you know I'm gonna fill you full of grits. If it's loving you like an outkitchen, and give you the shivering bits. 'Cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. I got a $20 gold piece, says there ain't nothing I can do. I can make a dress out of a feed bag, and I can make a man out of you. 'Cause I'm a
Yes, I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. You know, it's not about being a woman or being, it doesn't matter. It's just being a being. I get to be all I can be by choosing. This is what I have discovered. My ability to step into that place of knowing that at some point in my all of my incarnations, some of this must have been absolutely forefront for me. For instance, when I when I do my art, my painting, and I get in front of that easel, a whole new me develops right there on the on that piece of paper, and I get to discover the creative side of me that is often waiting to be expressed. However, there are other things that get my attention too. And so when I, back in the day when I was discovered singing on a street corner and invited to actually take a position in that same restaurant that I was standing outside, I just had to laugh. I said, this isn't really happening. And yet, all of a sudden, I became a vocalist, a singer, a cabaret star, if you want to call it that. That's what I was.
Yes, you are. You still are.
And I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was my passion. However, I learned also that there came a time, and I actually said this to somebody, if ever I sound like this involvement in music is becoming like a job, I must stop right there, because I love music too much to get into that space of, oh boy, I have to go to work. That is not where I am. I want to remain passionate in whatever I do. So my singing turned into a new development, and that became writing music, writing lyrics. And so the songs that I started to write started to become enlightening songs. And also the music surrounded children. I was very, very fortunate to step into that place of understanding that my dreams mean something. And when I was shown in a dream that I could affect children through the sounds that connect to them, that is their music, then I realized that I could make a difference. So what I did was listen very carefully to the messages that were given to me through that dream and then interpret them into a workshop, which is entitled That Little Feeling Workshop. And the minute it came into play, I realized that this is something that I must never let go of. And I had the good fortune of having the director of the Boys and Girls Club back in Annapolis, Maryland, give me an opportunity to work with the children for several years, putting this program together. And now it is beginning. It is taking a new part to its journey. And that I'm saying dot, 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 dot. Watch this space because it is going, you're going to hear a lot more about this. And meanwhile, the song that comes to mind that encompasses this whole thing is about my love for the children. And this is Whitney, The Greatest Love of All. Oh, boy. I do love that song.
It's a beautiful song.
It just brings back, it just is the epitome of what's not to love about children, huh?
Oh, it's amazing. Your children's program was such a phenomenal experience when we did it at the Milton Theater in Milton, Delaware. It was so much fun watching the kids get the aha moments, and they were coming so fast and furious. And Amy Stewart just absolutely delivered the whole package with you so, so well. And here, 2 weeks ago, you spoke to Doreen on the radio, and here she you end up going to the conference this last weekend in San Jose. Like, do you know the way to San Jose? We found it. We did figure it out. And it was neat. And she asked you for a copy of your children's program, and we'll see what happens next.
Yeah, that's Doreen Virtue, and what a wonderful program she had. We were enjoying being taught and becoming certified as angel tarot card readers, and that was just a really neat experience.
It was really a lot of fun, and we met people from all over the world. We were actually the very first class of angel tarot card readers, and you graduated with honors, Mari. The readings you have done have blown people away.
Yes, they've been pretty powerful. I've been really enjoying that opportunity. And
they say in England, spot on.
The thing is that one of the things that I noticed that when I was sitting there in Doreen Virtue's class, along with Radley and her friend Michael, there was a real electricity in the room. And, well, there was 500 people there all learning to become readers. But nonetheless, there just seemed to be this magical energy between us all. And it dawned on me that this is where I want to be. I want to be the opportunity to be giving the speaking, because I choose to make giving choice of voice my motto and
mantra.
Okay,
but that's back good. East when you did those seminars, you just packed the house. I couldn't believe it, and every book that we had with us was gone. it took coming to the West Coast for them to recognize your true talent.
Yeah, and well, there we are, West Coast, East Coast, everything, everybody has its time for in the pattern for catching on and becoming more and more intuitive and open to the possibilities that are there before us. I mean, this is the thing that I'm so passionate about, is watching people starting to get it and realize that it truly is up to them. It's up to us as individuals to create this excitement, this passion and enthusiasm. Now, needless to say, there are times when passion takes on a different gait. And one of the things I noticed at that beginning of our relationship, as we were getting to know one another, there's moments of recognizing the fear that is underlying some of our involvement and how it can shift the energies around relationship. And although we're excited to know more and to learn about each other, this poem that I'm about to read is entitled Glimpses of a Love. We've seen glimpses of a love we've cherished from afar. We've come a trillion miles to be just where we are. Now we've come together with our bruises and our scars from every earthly battle fought, like two broken down old cars. We know this meeting's powerful. It's plain for us to see. But until we both let go the past, we never will be free. It's time to revel in this moment, right here, right now, we know. Now whatever we are choosing soon begins to show. Let's choose to take those scars and bruises and toss them in a hole. We'll rekindle all that joy that's been hiding in our soul. We'll choose to light the world with all the passion we can find. We'll see glimpses of a love of a very different kind. When we're no longer dragging all that luggage from our past, we'll create more than a glimpse of love. We'll create a love to last. There'll be no need to qualify all the love we feel. We'll know it in our hearts that the love we share is real. And yes, that was written at a very important part in our journey. And it's absolutely imperative that we pay attention to what is catching our attention. Now, pay attention to what's catching our attention. The attention that I'm speaking about is, for instance, right now, I know that speaking engagements and being able to be in front of people and sharing my knowledge and my ability to coach along with the entire audience, giving each person an opportunity to see for themselves what it is to live by the motto and the mantra, give choice a voice. And so I do believe, and what I'd like to hear now is Anita O'Connor singing, If You Believe.
Time will come around when you say it's yours. Believe that you can go home. Believe you can float on air. Then click.
Maury, that was the song, Anita's song, Nita O'Connor's song, If You Believe. I'd really like to have you talk a little more about your passion about healing.
Oh, wow. You know, I never really understood how powerful we are in our own abilities to heal until, I want to say it was 13 years ago now, when I was introduced to this wonderful young man, and I've spoken about him before. He was visiting a home that I was living in Annapolis, Maryland. And the reason he was visiting from Houston, Texas, because he was going to Johns Hopkins Hospital for treatments for cancer. He was 32 at the time, and when he returned to Houston, he was told by his doctor, I don't know why, his doctor said, I don't know why you're bothering to go to Johns Hopkins. You know, the truth is, the bottom line is, you have 2 months to live. Well, needless to say, this young man was terribly distressed about this, and he had a little three-year-old girl at the time, and he was absolutely devastated, and he felt actually like he just wanted to end it all. And when I heard about that, I went to sleep that night very, very troubled, and I was awakened during the night with the words of the song that I'm going to be playing for you shortly. And and as I awoke after in the I wrote all the words down and went back to sleep, and when I woke early that next morning, I looked at these words and I thought, oh my goodness, these words must be for him. So I quickly emailed them off to him with a prayer at the end and said, my prayer for you is that you will own these words. And I learned a few days later that he had, in fact, done a little bit of a turnaround and had a better state of mind. And a few months later, 9/11 came about, and these words came back into my mind immediately. And I thought, oh my goodness, why am I hearing these words? I've never committed the words that I've written to memory, but they were falling right back into my memory channel. They were right there in front of me. And now they were coming in with music. And I realized, you know, this is about decisions, a decision that we get to make about our bodies, about our healing, and about whether we take on the those aggressors in the world, or allow them, set them free to be on their own journey, not give them our energy, and be in charge. And I realize that, well, the truth is, when I went into the recording studio and made the recording, the first person to get one of these recordings was this gentleman, John David, and he was going in for treatments, and he would be having in his pocket his little player and playing and listening to this this song. And here it is now, 13 years later. He has a beautiful 16-year-old, absolutely magnificent little 16-year-old daughter, and he is very much alive. And so listening to my angels and taking that guidance was absolutely imperative for me, and I am passionate in saying that we are responsible for our healing. And when we get on board with that understanding, there is nothing we can do to stop it. It's an understanding, it's a belief, and a knowledge that it's for us.
Why give up my power to something that was said, that was that I laid upon my head. I'm a mortal being, equipped with all of the tools to create an awesome miracle, defying all the rules. Yes, I am one whose spirit has so much more to give. With all of the choices I've been,
the power and the passion inside of me, because I know that within each of us we have the ability to heal, to be joyful, to give to the world our best. And with that in mind, I'm remembering very clearly that next week we have a powerful gentleman by the name of Dr. Eric Pearl. He's coming in as our guest, and his ability to bring healing about is through his reconnective healing practice. And this will be a very, very blessed show, and I'm looking forward so much to having him as our guest, and we are going to have fun with him. I'm really looking forward to that. And so I want to thank you for being with us today. Our Timeless Secrets is on the go, and we're passionate about sharing our secrets of living well and having a wonderful life. And God bless you all. Thank you.
And we'd like to thank our sponsor,
Kiala Healing. Recently relocated here from Maui, Kiala is an international therapist and HUNA teacher. Her gift is a passion for healing and helping others. Kiala has over 30 years of experience and will assist you in your life choices and direction by using her extensive background training in various disciplines to support you as you follow your path and live your purpose. Kiala has added reconnective healing to her practice. Contact Kiala Healing at 808-878-8650 or on the web at kialahealing.com. That's KEALAHEALING.com. Kiala Healing. Here on Our Timeless Secrets is where you can catch a glimpse of the mystical Mari. Mari is a certified intuitive success coach, a channel, ably assisted by her spirit guides, Esophocles and Endante. Mari is the catalyst for change. She will capture an audience to facilitate individuals on how to trust feelings and take responsibility for their lives, bringing them clarity, freedom, and peace. Mari uses the simple tools of laughter, song, and poetry, and her impish Scottish wit, and of course, her spirit guides, Esophocles and Endante, are always with her. Her message is simple. Give choice, a voice, and always come from a place of unconditional love. You can be coached by Mari via phone or on Skype or better still in person. 707-934-7717 or email at maribest@gmail.com. That's M-A-H-R-I best as in the very best at gmail.com. Or on the web at maribest.com.
Be remembered and stole.